on Blog Talk Radio Nation. You are tuned into the Cutting Room Floor. I am LeVar, and I'm going to get right into it. I had like a really funny joke to like start off Black Friday. I was going to say that's what the pickup line that I usually use at the bar, but not even going to say it. You didn't even hear it. And I am here, of course. I think this is now week number 1, 2, 3, 4. Mary, are you there?
I'm here.
Is it week 4, really?
I think it is week 4.
Holy
I think.
Well, I'm glad the handcuffs work, and I'm glad that you're still here.
I enjoy the handcuffs.
Giggity. And we're here, of course, glad that you are tuned in with us here on this Black Friday, of course, the biggest shopping day of the year, after day after Thanksgiving. And how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was wonderful. It was relaxing. It was very nice. It was very nice. And how was yours?
Mine was very good. Spent it with family. And I would have to say that I spent that day Pepto-free. Did not need it. I was very good. That's always a good thing. When you can spend Thanksgiving Pepto-free. So, yes, that's or no stomach aches, because that's like the worst day, I think, for anybody. If you've got a sensitive stomach or anything, it's not a good holiday for you, because you can't really eat that much. You got to be careful what you eat. But I used to be excited about it when I was a kid, you know, with Thanksgiving, because it meant like there was like plenty of cakes, cookies, and pies, because that's the day really when people who don't really bake or haven't baked in a while, they bake. And I used to get excited about it because I could like sample and have like 5 different slices of every different thing. Nowadays, you know, I think as you get older, I don't eat that much. I think I probably ate like one plate with a little bit of sample from everything, and that was it. You know, and then I had dessert, which was probably like one thing, and then I kind of relaxed and enjoyed my water, and yeah, it's
wow.
Getting the whole trip there.
You are a rebel with the sampling in the water.
Yeah, you got to watch out for me. But speaking of Black Friday, though, I don't know about you, but I don't get the whole thing with Black Friday, because to me, you got to be thick-skinned to be out there, first of all, in all that cold weather, because, I mean, in some spots it is a little cold, some spots it is warm, but you got to be out there in the weather, and then you got to be out there along the people, and then a lot of different personalities and people who don't have a lot of patience, which I don't understand why you're in that if you don't have patience. Already today we're hearing about stories. I think out in California there was a lady who pepper sprayed 20 people in line. She was there to get an Xbox. She spray painted 20 people at a Walmart and then didn't even get the Xbox. She ran off. So what was the point of that? But, you know, people pushing, shoving, and arrest here and, you know, stuff there. I mean, are you into the whole Black Friday thing?
I used to be. I haven't been the last couple of years, only because everything that everybody that I shop for is either out east and I have to wait till they tell me what they want, or like with my daughter, her list changes all the way up until the day before Christmas, so it's a lot different for me. When I knew exactly what I was going to be getting for everybody, Black Friday was a good time, but you have to have, my mom has the face, and everybody knows this, when you go up and grab a hanger and somebody else grabs the same hanger and you just give them the look, and they let go. My mom has that. I don't. So I have to stop doing Black Friday because I was one of those people who were like, oh, okay. Thanks. Peace out. I'm going to walk away now. So.
Good for you. Just stay at home. Stay in the bed. I mean, shop online. It's a lot more easier now.
Exactly. That does help a lot, too. So I do a lot more online shopping.
Well, I want to get rid of old business before we go on to new business. And last week before we left off the air, you actually had a very good trivia question where I know when you told me the first time around, I had a tough time trying to come up with the answer. But I will let you, for those who have been sitting here for about a week wondering what the answer is. Let's just first restate the question, and then you can give the answer, and then you can give the reason why it is your answer. So the floor is yours with last week's trivia question.
Okay, the question was, what professional sport is the only sport where the audience, the spectators, the fans, nor the competitors know the score before the end of the activity? And the answer would be boxing. That would be the answer.
Huh. Which is actually true. I mean, when you think about it, boxers don't know. You know, and it's in the spectators don't know, unless you're peeking over the judge's shoulder. I mean, they don't know. Nobody knows, but that actually is pretty good. And it took me a while because I think I came up with like so many different choices there, but it was all technical. But this one is pretty much the true thing there. But it actually is a pretty good one. So I think every week or every other week, I think we might have you come up with some brain teasers here.
Hmm. Okay.
She won't do it.
No, I won't. I'll do my best. It'll go for a couple of weeks, and then I'll be like, I'm tired of this.
Well, at least you're honest about it. Speaking of honesty, there is a study, and when I told Mary this for the first time, she said, well, duh, it actually is true. But according to new studies, conversing online might make you more inclined to lie. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Conversing online might make you more inclined to lie. Researchers from the University of Massachusetts Amherst found that people lied more when they were emailing or instant messaging compared with when they talked to somebody in person. Their study was published in the Journal of what's called the Journal of Applied Social Psychology. And according to researcher Matthew Zimbler, he said that it's not news that we lie. What is new is that we lie even more online. And the Times of India reported that researchers had pairs of college students who were strangers to talk to each other either in person, via mail, email, or over instant message. And they found that they lied the most to each other when they were emailing, followed by lies and instant messages, and then lies and face-to-face interaction. And according to behavioral sciences psychology professor, he said, ultimately, the findings show how easy it is to lie when online and that we are more likely to be the recipient of deceptive statements in online communication than when interacting with others face-to-face. So my question to you, my friend, as I'm now looking your way, if you were a part of this study, would you be more prone to lie to me in my face or online?
Well, I'm a really good liar.
Oh, true.
No, I'm just kidding. probably online. If I was told that I had to lie to people, it would be easier for me to lie to you when I didn't have to see your face. Because, you know, I am 5'8", and I look like Cindy Crawford. Just don't look at my Facebook page. it is easier to do that online because you can be there's no interaction. Even over the phone, if you are talking to someone over the phone, you can almost hear it in their voice, the way that the tone. Because of communication being, 95% nonverbal, there's no nonverbal cues on line in Instant Messenger, so that makes sense.
But see, here's my issue with that. So while that makes sense, wouldn't it be more prone, if you are going to lie, wouldn't it be more prone to just do it in front of somebody's face? Because here's the thing. I have a feeling that when you lie online or when you lie in an instant message, it has a lot more of a way of catching up with you. Because here's the thing. In this age of social media, in this age of everything that's going on, truth kind of comes out a little bit more quickly online than it would be if you were, say, talking to somebody face-to-face. So, if you were talking to, say, somebody who you didn't know, somebody who wasn't a Facebook friend, you know, if you saw him face to face, you could say, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. But they wouldn't know the real truth if you had somehow it just happened to slip up online. I mean, if you know what I'm saying, like, you know, with relationships, so a lot of people lie, but something always seems to come out online. So, like, while you're lying online, there's too much of your truth out there because you've left now an imprint out there. But I would think if you lie to somebody in person, you know, you could kind of cover it because you don't have to be my Facebook friend and you won't find out that way and you won't find out through other ways if I kind of keep it all private online. I don't know. I'm going in a technical sense now. But I don't know. I think if you're going to lie, well, first of all, you shouldn't lie. But if you're going to, I would think that you would be better off doing it face-to-face than you would be online. Because eventually the truth's going to come out anyway.
But online, you can never have to, you don't have to go back. So if we're using the example of I don't know you very well, okay, let's use this example that you've started out with. I've just met you. You don't know me very well. Yeah, I have a Facebook page, but I can easily do, like, on my Facebook page, keep it with, mine it has to do with specifically me, but every once in a while throw my daughter out there, I could be like, oh, no, that's my niece. She's like my daughter. Now, I'm not going to do that because I'm not that kind of person, but it's easier to do because I don't have to meet up with you. I don't have to see you. I can easily delete you as my Facebook friend. I don't have to have that interaction with you, so that gives you that extra, I guess that gives you the cojones to do it, I guess. I don't know. If you're going to lie, you're going to lie no matter what, unfortunately. If you're a liar, that's how it works. If you are afraid of something in your life, then you shouldn't talk about it at all. But, yeah, it's going to be easier online. I'd have to argue with you. It's easier online than for me. I can't lie in person. If you look me straight in the face, there's no way I can lie to you. No way. I am incapable of doing it. But
well,
if I was online, I could probably tell you I look like Cindy Crawford. I could make up a fake Facebook page. I could do a lot of different things online because I don't have to look at you.
Well, as a 2-time People Magazine's World's Most Sexiest Guy, I can tell you that I think if you lie to someone, you know, face-to-face as compared to online, then I think it might be a little bit better. But that's just me. Somewhere in there was a lie. You'll have to figure out which one. Speaking of Buffer's story here, I thought it was kind of interesting. I saw a story here, and I don't know just how far women are willing to go to get the look that they are seeking. Word comes from Miami that a woman who wanted to work at a nightclub, it says that, wanted to work at a nightclub. Now, I'm not sure if we meant strip bar or whatever because of the surgery that she just got, but that's a different story for a different day. But a woman who wanted to work at a nightclub started searching for someone who could perform plastic surgery at a cheap price. And police say that what she found was a woman posing as a doctor who filled her behind, or buttocks, as the article says, with cement, mineral oil, and flat tire sealant. I'm going to repeat that again. Now, when they went back, she filled it with cement, mineral oil, and flat tire sealant. The suspect, who police say was born a man and identifies as a woman, apparently performed surgery on herself, and investigators say she may have victimized others. She was arrested last Friday after a year on the lam as the charge of practicing medicine without a license with serious bodily injury. And she pops from house to house for a year, driving a black Mercedes and staying out of the investigator's sight. And the victim, who's not being named, of course, due to medical privacy laws, paid $700 for a series of injections. And I don't know. I've heard stories about this. This isn't the first time. And the victim was reluctant to come forward. She went to 2 South Florida hospitals due to severe abdominal pain and infected sores on her behind, accompanied by flu-like symptoms. But she left each time too embarrassed to tell doctors what she had done. And eventually it took her mom to take her to the hospital. And when the doctors had pressed her for information, she kind of like broke down and told them. And it's just something that I know I hear of stories, and I think I was telling you, I heard of a story last year, I think a year before last, where a lady in the Philadelphia area died that way. But is it really that serious? I mean, I know, women out there want to have a certain look, want to do a certain thing, and nowadays the most popular thing, and I wish I could get a plastic surgeon to back it up, it seems to be the butt implants. But it's kind of like you get what you pay for. And I don't know. Think about it. I mean, if you know that the average cost of that surgery is going to cost you probably a couple of grand, and you find someone that tells you, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it for $700, I don't know if I would be too – I know at the time, in your mind, you're like, I really want this, and it's going to get me that job. But at what cost, I think, especially for women, I can't speak for guys, but at what cost, really, is it worth your health?
Zero. There's nothing worth my health. My health is more important to me, but that's me. There is so much pressure to have a specific look. I know, especially in Vegas, at if you ever go online, look at the there's a nightclub called The Revolver. All of their girls look very similar. They have to wear a specific uniform. That specific uniform involves chaps, basically a bra and a panty. And now everybody's clicking onto The Revolver. But it's one of those things that if you're going to get that job, and that job requires a specific type of uniform, nightclubs, strip clubs, bars that have Hooters. I mean, look at Hooters. Stuff like that. If you really want that job, you're going to go to anything that you can do to get that job. I am not one of those people. But like I said, there's so much pressure out there to look a specific way. And we've all lost that. You know, I don't want to be cookie cutter. I like the outside of the box kind of thing, the guy on the outside kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? I like being that one person that's just that little bit different. But that's me.
I was so shocked when I heard that story, and they actually, $700, and you have all of that. I'm surprised. And just think, if this young lady had not broken down, or the mother had not taken her to the hospital, she could have died. I mean, this could have been another horrible story going wrong. Somebody, that's amazing.
What shocks me, and I know this is going to sound very crass, but if it was cement, mineral oil, and flat tire sealant, I'm sorry, you could probably get that for way less than $700 at the Lowe's. So
I know.
So bad.
Well, at least you didn't say she didn't put bricks in there and then she'd be built like a brick house. So I'm at least glad you did not say that. You could have went that route, but you did not. So I'm glad you did not. But I just did. So we will move on from that story. And there is another article out. You know, I'm just going to say, I'm looking at the clock. We've got a few minutes. So I'm going to probably go to this one that I want to go to a little bit more, which is a little bit funny, or at least Mary laughed about it when I told her. But there's an article on howaboutwe.com. And how it talks about how the Internet's full of dating theories. From time to time, you'll hear us talk about different studies, different things that people say that you're doing right or you're doing wrong when you are newly single, or you're looking. And for those who are active daters and, what the beliefs are. And so there was an article that asked the question that what point do you stop looking and start settling down, and how do you know if you're being too picky or if you should keep searching for the right person? So, in the December issue of Wired magazine, a professor of informatics in cognitive science, his name is Peter Todd, answered this question. And he says, quote, in the face of this conundrum, the best strategy for picking a mate is get enough people to establish some baseline standards, then settle down with the next person you meet who exceeds the bar. And according to his research, he says, in quote, that 12 seems to be the magic number when it comes to figuring out what you want in a relationship. After dating 12 people, most people have enough information to determine what qualities they're looking for in a long-term partner. Statistically speaking, that's the point when people who want to settle down should basically end their search and settle with the next person they date who meets or surpasses these expectations. That's how it works in theory. In practice, it's more like this. He says, if you dated fewer than 12 people, feel free to keep looking and dating. If you dated, say, 30 people, you're probably being too picky. Now, it's really hard to quantify something like love. Some people may find it on their first try, while others find it on their fourth marriage or whatever. But I guess to this, having some type of numeric baseline to apply, are you buying this? I'm not.
No. I don't buy it. But, hey, to the number 12 guy, don't forget to give me a call. I think I'm on 8. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where you come up with 12. I agree with some of the theory, like some of the theory that you have to obviously go out there and try so that you know what you're looking for. I get that. I can buy into that. I can buy into you should date more than one person so you know what you're looking for. Okay, I can buy into that too. The 12 thing, I don't know. Hey, I'd like to be number, you know, lucky number 13 then. Because 13, that's it. Who's on 13? You give LeVar a shout later and give me a call. It's weird. I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all.
I don't know. That was just a little weird to me that we now have a certain number that people can kind of go by in which they, you know, finally find the one. So the number is 12. 12 is the magic number, kids.
12 to find one. That's just, that seems a little odd. But, hey, you know, we can do by color, too. You have to have a green shirt when you go on your date because you are the one with the green shirt.
I do own a green shirt.
Are you on 12? No, that's the thing.
Yeah, you know, guys, if a guy says 10, it's actually about 2. That is an interesting thing with numerology, but does it work for all of you out there? Hey, tell us. I mean, if it happened within one, tell us. I mean, because sometimes you do hear about those stories where it's one and done. I mean, sometimes people meet, you know, in high school, they go throughout and they get married and they've been together forever. I mean, it happens that way. Sometimes you meet one person and it might be one or two or it could be three. And some people are serial daters. Now, the ones who are serial daters or the ones who, in my mind, if you are on, like, you know, if it's like a number at a deli, the number is like on 70, perhaps you are a little too picky. Or you're just having a lot of fun. I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to go with a lot of fun on that one.
so am I. Who am I to judge? You know, hey, if you're having fun, 70's fine. But I think, you know, really in all actual reality, I think what it comes down to, it probably is about that, close to that number, but I don't know if I'm buying 12, though, because I was like, something's happened. You know, if you're, are you counting people who you dated in high school? Are you counting people who you messed around with in college? You know, are you counting people who you messed around with in your 20s? I don't know. It's like, does that number count? And who are you actually counting? Are you counting more than a year relationship? Because if you are, that's 12 years you just wasted. But I don't know. You know, it's a lot of stuff to that study that I think I have questions on. But we'll leave that for you guys to decide. And while we have a couple of minutes left, I do have, should I go through this announcement today?
You want to get the help.
Yeah, I guess I better. For the longest time, and I don't want to give like a huge backstory in which, you know, by the time I'm done, I'm going to hear Mary sleep on the other end. But for the longest time, and a lot of you know that my background, really in the beginning, not just news, but it was sports. For a long time, a lot of you have asked when we were going to be doing a sports show here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, the answer is the time has now come, and I think that I have, with Mary's help, found the perfect person to co-host that show with me, to do something on sports. And the show will be a lot more based as if it was kind of like PTI on ESPN, where we'll discuss some of the top sports stories of the week, go back and forth at it, have a little fun. Hopefully we'll make it a lot more interactive, and hopefully we'll kind of grow the show as it goes along. But I am excited to announce that we finally will be doing a sports show here. And the beginning stages, our show will air on Sunday nights, 10:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 out on the West Coast. And I only have one issue. While, you know, we found a co-host, while we have a format, I don't have a name for a show.
Sunday night with no name.
Well, at least Katie will be here, so, I mean, at least we have our name. You know, and I don't know yet if we're even going to even be using our own names. We could, you know, it might be Sports Talk with V-Man and K-Dog. You know, it could be something like that. I don't know. we've got about a week and a half to come up with something. But for those of you out there who follow us continuously, either on Facebook at News and Comment Network Blog Talk Radio LeVar, or over on Twitter at News Comment BTR. And by the way, big what up to my new Twitter follower LL Cool J. I'm such a name dropper. If you are following us, give us your comment and suggestion as to maybe a name that we could use. Who knows? We could use it. Might use it for a week. We might change title every week. But we are looking for comments and suggestions. And so, definitely get in touch with us. We're excited. I'm excited that we're finally going to be doing a sports show. And hopefully as we go along and we grow it, the show will be bigger. And with that, we've got about 90 seconds. And so, my friend, do you have anything that you want to add out there to the folks before we go into the weekend?
No, not really. I mean, why does Black Friday have to be all about color? Sorry. I had to throw that out there. I always say that every time somebody refers to a colored Friday or colored whatever.
I know.
Well,
I had
that you had a good Thanksgiving, though. And Christmas is soon.
Christmas is very soon, and it will be soon enough as to where, you know, by the time we get these shows done, I know Barry's going to be like, I got a Christmas gift for you. I'm not coming back. It'll be more of a gift for her. But we're going to keep her here every week until we can. But we will be back here next week for another edition of The Cutting Room Floor. And so for Mary, I am LeVar. Thank you for listening, everybody, and have a great weekend. Thank you.